From KVCR, this is The Inland, a new community segment where we take questions from listeners like you and answer them here. I'm Shereen Awad.
Hello?
Hello, is this Joyce?
Yes. Is this Shereen?
This is Shereen. Hi, how are you? On the phone, I have Joyce Paul. She's a KVCR listener and retired educator from Rancho Cucamonga. Can you tell us about the question you submitted?
I'm just very, very concerned about, with all the new construction and new homes, how are we going to provide water for everyone?
It's a question many residents are asking. Southern California, specifically the Inland Empire region, is constantly growing. So how is there going to be enough water?
They don't need to freak out about water. We're making sure that there's plenty of water to go around.
That's Randy Lee. He's the executive manager of operations at Inland Empire Utilities Agency. He's telling me all about recycled wastewater and giving me a tour of a recycling facility in Chino. Each day, 9 million gallons of wastewater flow through these purple pipes. It's the first stop on the tour, and we're walking into a room full of mucky, gloppy wastewater. There are two machines. Imagine giant rakes grabbing all of the solids in the wastewater.
It smells like the bathroom.
Yeah, it smells like the porta potties at a concert with 100,000 people, which gets me excited. Do we have a band coming on? But believe it or not, by the end of the tour, there's crystal clear water coming from the hose. Wastewater is treated to such a high quality that some areas are using it as drinking water. A lot of people have nicknamed this process toilet to tap, but that phrasing makes Lee cringe.
There's a lot of process that we use to treat that water to a very, very high level. So toilet to tap is really missing that whole point.
Lee says recycled water is currently about $200 less per acre foot than imported water. An acre foot is equivalent to about 326,000 gallons of water. The more recycled water we use, the more costs are going to go down. But when it comes to water conservation, recycling water is only part of the equation. One of the biggest factors is just using less.
In 2025, we need to be less than 50 gallons per person per day. And in our service area, we are already under the 50 gallons per person per day. So we're already making a huge strive to gain efficiency that way.
Our listener Joyce Paul says she remembers having to use a lot less water during the drought.
You could only water on given days. Many people lost their yards.
At 70%, the large bulk of California's water supply is being used for landscaping. Kurt Schwabe, a professor of environmental economics and policy at the University of California, Riverside, says water agencies are pushing for California residents to conserve more water when it comes to gardening and watering their lawns.
They're putting a lot of effort into reducing demand and making it easier on households not to use as much water. So you might hear about these rebate programs for high-efficiency sprinkler nozzles or for drip irrigation systems or weather-based irrigation controllers.
These rebate programs return a portion of the purchase price to people who are investing in water-saving appliances. In addition to local efforts in the Inland Empire, Paul also had questions about what kinds of statewide solutions are in the works.
If they can build pipelines for oil, why can't they build pipelines for water?
The Sacramento-San Joaquin Delta supplies fresh water to two-thirds of the state's population and millions of acres of farmland. But many people are concerned that the infrastructure is outdated and ultimately threatened by future flooding, rising sea levels, and earthquakes. Lee's in favor of the massive $17 billion California Water Fix project, a plan to construct two 40-foot wide tunnels to divert the flow of water underneath the delta instead of through it.
It's critically important for the economic development of our region.
But the project is controversial, and a lot of people are more hesitant, like Boykin Witherspoon, executive director of the Water Resources and Policy Initiatives at California State University, Office of the Chancellor.
My concern is, it's kind of an engineering overload. It's just a fix to something even bigger.
Figuring out how we get our water and how to conserve more of it will no doubt shape the future of California residents. Witherspoon says because of this, it's important that people in the Inland Empire show up to vote in the midterm elections so they can be a part of the change they want to see.
Go to a board meeting, you know, learn more about what your elected water board does, and then vote locally for the right people on the water boards to reflect your values on how and when and why we should use water.
If you have a question you'd like to submit to the Inland, you can do so at kvcrnews.org/theinland. For KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.